ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Then reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Verse 28, huh? Snanina Tam Mahaarhena Snapayitva Manasvinim Dukole Nirmale Nutne Daduhu Asyai Cha Manadah Snanena Tam Maharhena Snapayitva Manasvini Dukoli Nirmalinutni Dadur Asyai Cha Manadah Snanena tam maharhena Snapayitva manasvine Dukoli nirmalinutne Dadurasyai chamanadah Snanena with bathing oils, with bathing oils. Tam, her, Mahaarhena, very costly. Snapayitva, after bathing. Manasvini, the virtuous wife. Dukole, in fine clothes. Nirmale, spotless. Nutne, new. Daduhu, they gave. Asyai, to her. Cha, and. Manadaha, the respective girls. Translation. The girls, being very respectful to Devahuti, brought her forth, and after bathing her with valuable oils and ointments, they gave her fine, new, spotless cloth to cover her body. There is no purport on this verse. Then next, Bhushanani Parardhyani Variyam siddhyumanticha annam sarva gune petam panam saivam rita savam. Translation. They then decorated her with very excellent and valuable jewels, which shone brightly. Next, they offered her food containing all good qualities and a sweet inebriating drink called Asavam. Purport. Asavam is an Ayurvedic medical preparation. It is not liquor. It is especially made from drugs and is meant to improve metabolism for the healthy condition of the body. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then this chapter is called Devahuti's Lamentation. Last time I was saying that Devahuti was lamenting because she was, after performing many years of tapasya, Her body was not very clean, then her clothes, then she became very thin. Then she was lamenting because she was lamenting because she wanted to have union with Kardama Muni, and she was not in condition to have this union. She wanted to take a bath, have nice clothes, and but there is another reason why she was lamenting. This is will be explained in the last part of this chapter. She was lamenting because she was with great devotee of the Lord, sages. See, Kardama Muni, he went through this Varnashrama. First he was brahmachari, then he became, even when he was brahmachari, he could see God or Krishna, and he was very advanced in knowledge. Then, and Devahuti, at the end of this chapter, she was lamenting because she did not take advantage of the association of great personality. She just wanted to enjoy with Kardama Muni. She just wanted this. And later, when we will see many nice verses, then she will explain that, yes, we just wasted our time. Because once she will get 9 daughters, she come and complain to Kardama Muni that you cannot live like this. You should give me a son. And why a son? That he can enlighten her in spiritual advancement. That is the goal of the son. He can protect her, and he can also give her spiritual instructions and how to become detached from the material world. Then, and she was lamenting. She will tell Kardama Muni that, yes, we have spent so many years just enjoying, and now all this is waste of time. Few verses, if we have time, we can go through these verses. Then that is why this chapter is called Devahuti's Lamentation. And also, we may also be like Devahuti also. Like we may get the association of devotees, but we without taking advantage of this association. Just, we are here just to have some material benefit. See, because bhakti, those who engage in bhakti, they get a lot of benefits, you know. Everything becomes auspicious, everything becomes, our condition become nice, we also get wealth is coming. Everything becomes auspicious by bhakti, by devotional service. Then we may also, that is the main teaching of this also, this chapter, that we are not taking advantage of this Krishna consciousness or with the association of the spiritual master or other devotees also. Those devotees who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, then we should take association with them and apply this devotional service. Then Devahuti, she could not do this in the beginning. She could not do this. Then here in this part, In this part, in this special verse today, these two verses, then it is said that that girl, Kardama Muni, he gave her 1,000 girls. These are called Gandharvas. Then Kardama Muni's opulence was higher than that of the demigod. And these 1,000 girls, even when Kardama Muni will leave to the forest, these 1,000 girls will stay with her to serve her. And also the palace was very nice, jewels, canopies, the pillars was made of gold, everything, swans were there, birds were there. And Kardama Muni, he left everything and he went to his next ashram. He renounced. It's not easy to renounce, you know. Such opulence, and also Devahuti was very, very beautiful lady. Very, very beautiful she was. Then he just go. Then when he was going, she understood, oh, this person is a great devotee of the Lord. And this will be also, in this chapter, it will be explained that unless we leave the Grihastha ashram, we will just reach the heavenly planets, you know. If we don't go to our next ashram, then when we die, then we will just reach Svarga. We cannot even enter into the Brahma Jyoti. Cannot even go there. Then this sense enjoyment, it may be, we may be practicing it, then we will not go we will just go to Svarga, means the heavenly planets, or we may be thinking about, imagination. We can also enjoy sense gratification through imagination, you see. Imagine, we desire this, that, this imagination. Then also this imagination is there. Then, of course, Krishna is very kind, you know. He will fulfill this desire, this imagination what we have. Whatever is this verse, Yam Yam Vapismaran Bhavam. Whatever is there in our mind, then Krishna will fulfill. Then we'll just go to the heavenly planets. And we can enjoy very, very nicely. More beautiful girls than here, you know. The water, the food, very nice food. Our body is also very strong. We can enjoy more. Then Krishna fulfill this desire. Then this part of the Bhagavatam is very interesting. We should follow, if we want to go back to Godhead, we should follow on the footstep of Kardama Muni. Then one day we should leave. Okay, the children has grown. But there are conditions to leave. You should have son. If son is not there, and this son, he should give knowledge to the mother. See, when the father, this will come here in this chapter, when the father will leave, then the mother is very much into distress. Is like it is. Then if one has daughter, or then you cannot leave also, you have to stay. You may do it in next life. Not in this life. You have two daughters, or you need to have son, and this son has to be knowledgeable. Then that is gradual. This to become Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious, is not, it may happen quickly, depend of our desire, or it may happen bahunam jalmanamanti ganaman gyanavan man prapadyanti vasudeva sarvamiti sama, or it may happen bahunam jalmanamanti, it may happen after many years. We may become, not many years, many lives. It may happen many lives, then we become detached. Then this detachment is there for the jnani. The jnani has to be detached. The yogi also has to be detached. And the bhakta also. This is must. Detachment. And this detachment, how detachment takes place, is by knowledge. Or we can say, how? By bhakti. Vasudeva bhagavati bhakti yoga prayujitaha janayati ashuvairagyam gyanam cha ahaitukam. Vasudeva bhagavati. If we are nicely engaged in devotional service, nicely, like we are very engaged, then automatically we will get this jnana and vairagya will come by being engaged. Engaging, most important is chanting. We have to be very careful about chanting our rounds, when, where, the time, the place. And the best place to chant, or the best time to, the best place and the best time to chant is morning and in the temple. Srila Prabhupada said this, you know. He said, if you chant in the temple with the devotees, it's 1,000 more benefit. You see? If you now, you just, it happened to me sometime, I just go out from the temple, someone catch you. And this or that, and you become, it become big maya catching. Oh, what is this? Or you speak about that. Or, but in the temple, no one can say. will catch you. You are sitting there, and if we do this every day, then automatically this gyan, this vairagya, we want vairagya, this detachment, it take place. You may be in this palace, you know. Devahuti was in very nice palace in Kardamomuni, very, very nice, big, flying. You see, Devahuti and Kardamuni, they enjoyed in the heavenly planets. They were not, he was a great yogi, mystic. He was not conditioned by time, or that he could go anywhere. He was like Prabhupada giving the purports, like Durvasa Muni or Narada Muni. He was not, could go anywhere. Then he went to so many places he went, and with this palace, flying palace, he went everywhere. It was everywhere was nice, but still, once time come, okay, let me go out from the Vanaprastha, to go to become Vanaprastha. Then, in today's purport, Prabhupada, he is explaining a little bit about the Ayurveda. Asavam. This asavam. Asavam, it is not liquor, it's not alcohol. See? It's not. In some books, they explain that to enjoy, we should take a little bit of alcohol, you know. In the Kama Sutra books, you know, Kama Sutra, they explain, because before enjoying, we should create very nice atmosphere. This was explained before, huh? Like jewels, nice parrots, swans. It was has water, is canopies, nice canopy, silk is there. These are all auspicious items that help our mind. It's like now we have house program. In India, you know, there are some houses, my God, very, very rich, you know. people we have, we went to some houses, you enter the house, you become struck. What is there in the house? Marble is there, the canopies, everything is nice, everything, the altar, you become just, you become similarly. And if you enter now some house is dirty, and automatically your mind become disturbed a little. Then food also, they offer us very nice food. Some items we never eat, they offer very nice stuff, they offer with ghee, then dahi, very nice, pure milk is also pure, you can smell the milk, it's coming from cow. Then automatically our mind, we become automatically favorable to that person. We say, my God, what opulence is there? And we become, our mind become. Then this also, and this was explained by Prabhupada in other verses. Then before enjoying, we create this condition that this is this. Because why? Why? We see there is dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Dharma, there are dharma shastras are there, like Manu Samhita. By doing dharma, normally dharma is the sun god. Dharma, artha is Ganesh. Kama is Durga. Moksha is Shiva. And bhakti is Vishnu. Then prema bhakti comes. Vishnu or Ram or... Then these are the progression. Then we first, and Surya, he give us strength first. By being religious, your body is strong. You can enjoy. Can you? If your body is sick, you know, is you cannot be effective. You are just, oh, my back has pain. This has pain. You are just lamenting. You cannot eat nicely. You are just lying in your bed, sleeping. You look like a monkey or zombie. Here is red, here is... Then we need this health. Very, very important health is there. Then here Ayurveda. We will explain a little bit about sicknesses. We will explain a little bit what is the effect. Normally we become quickly old because of sickness. Fever. If you have a high fever, I will come to this. I have to look at my notes. This is in the Puranas. We become sick because of high fever. Then I said dharma. Dharma, the sun give us nice health. And we go next. Artha. Artha, there are also shastra for artha. Is Chanakya Pandit. It's called Niti Shastra. Then if you want to get artha, you should study the Niti Shastra. Niti, you know Niti? Niti means morality. What to do in this case, how to handle people, how to... It's big also, you know, you can study. If you are manager, the managers, they have to know this. And Prabhupada also, he caught a lot of from Niti Shastra. Then after... We come from Niti Shastra, we go to Kama Shastra. This Kama Shastra is also important. How? Like, if... because if you enjoy nicely, what happens? You get tired. You enjoy fully. Like now, if you eat nice pizzas and nice lasagnas and nice... after you are eating this every day, or not every day, once a week, then you will see pizza, you are not too much attracted to pizza. So I eat. Similarly, this Kama Shastra, it help us to enjoy in better way. First, it explained to us that there are different kinds of women. Four women are there. Like we have four ashram, this Brahmana, Shudra, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Then women are also the same, four women are there. You have to know before getting married, you have to better have Brahman or woman. Woman means she is very peaceful. Shudra woman, she will quarrel with you. Lot of quarrel. She wear black clothes. Black. She's every time in black. The Brahmana woman, she wear bright clothes. Then food also. Then she's Shudra woman, she sleep a lot. She sleep 3 times, 4 times a day. Spend her time just sleeping. Then this sleep she make her a little tamasic, you know. She's not energetic. She also does not know music, art. There are 64 art are there, you know. When Krishna, he went to, Sandipa Muni ashram. He learned the 64 arts, Krishna and Balaram. They learn it very quickly. And also, when, like, what are these 64 arts? Decoration, cooking, so many things are there. That the woman is qualified, music. And this we also see in Krishna Lila, in Vrindavan, you see. This Kama Sutra, you can transform it into spiritual. Into spiritual instead of material. You can also, and Krishna is also using it. See the gopis when they come. They are very expert in making flowers. Bad, how? Vrinda Devi, she, the different services are liquors also. We are speaking about today. Asavam. This asavam, they also make nice liquors. Very nice. Get excited. Even you want to get excited, you drink what is called Varuna, or this Balaram, when Balaram day? Huh? Varuni. You drink this, you will start laughing and you feel happy. And Varuni. Varuni is made with what? It's honey, pure honey. And fruits are there, different fruits. And Balaram, he drinks this Varuni. He becomes very much intoxicated. He becomes angry and it gives you a lot of strength. Honey, you know. Someone told me that when you eat honey, nothing go outside. Nothing is lost, you know. See, sometimes you eat some food, it just go, when you go to the bathroom, it go down. But honey you eat, it's not lost, you know. It stay in your body, it nourishes. Then all these 64 arts are there. In Balaram, also in Krishna, he used, the gopis are very expert. Then also, for man also, they we said four different men are there. Then they are all... Also, if they know, they become very qualified. Then you can get, now you go through this Grihastha ashram nicely. Your mind is not disturbed. And after, we can go out. Then here today is speaking about Ayurveda. Ayurveda is from Shruti. We have Shruti and Smriti. Huh? The Vedas are divided into two branches, we can say two. One is Shruti and the other is Smriti. Shruti means to hear. By hearing, they are directly given by Krishna, Shruti. They just arise. When the creation comes, the Shruti is like the sun. The sun, when the sun rises, there is sun, light is there. Similarly, this Veda, Shruti, they are given like this. And Smriti, Smriti means they are composed by some great sages. They give the realization. Then the Ayurveda today is called Upaved, from the Upaved. The Shrutis are divided in three parts. the Kodveda Anga, then Upaveda, and the Vedas. The Vedas means the four Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva. Then Upaved means this Dhanurved, Ayurved. These are, and the Veda Angas, these Veda Angas means recitation of mantras, grammar, Vyakaran, and like this etymology, what this word is coming from. Then these are the Dhanur, and we said the Upaved. Now we will little bit discuss the Ayurveda is very important. Ayurveda. Now in Kali Yuga is not working Ayurveda. If you have very severe sickness, then it does not work. But if before getting sick, it's called prevention is better than cure. If you before you are taking some Ayurvedic medicine, and you have to know, then your body is very nice. This will come also here in the giving Prabhupada giving. You see this. The Vedas are giving instruction in every field. Every field instruction are there. Why? They are giving instruction that we can develop faith in the Vedas. See? Okay, I have some problem, I go there. In the Vedas. And we develop faith, that people can develop faith, because faith is very important. Faith is very important. Faith is attained by, what is this verse? Shraddha Shabdi Vishvasa Kahe Sudridha Nishchai Krishna Bhakti Khaila Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. Then faith, it's come by being engaged in devotional Krishna Bhakti Khaila Khaile, Krishna Bhakti Khaile, by being engaged in devotional service. Then Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. If we are engaged in devotional service, then you are doing sarva karma krita ho. You are doing all activities we do. Then faith means we are engaged in the. Those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness, then they get faith, they get shraddha. And some have bigger faith, some their faith is weak because of engagement in the Krishna consciousness. Then this faith is important. The Vedas, they try to give us this faith. Ayurveda. Yeah. Then here, in this purport, it is said that her devotee's body become very beautiful. She was beautiful before. When she came with her husband, with her father, Svayambhumanu, devotee was very, very beautiful. But because of austerities, she neglected her body, but again through the help of Ayurveda. Then we will discuss today a little bit what causes old age. What is the cause? Why some people get quickly old? Then here, this is from one Purana. I think the Agni Purana. I took this not long time ago. I find it very, very interesting. In some Puranas, there are 18 Puranas, huh? Then some Puranas, they also, you see, they speak also about sickness, health, Ayurveda. Then high fever, if you have high fever, then this causes disease. And he said here, high fever can be prevented, you see. The Vedas, they give you how to prevent. And here, this in the Veda, in these Puranas, this says high fever is like person. See, in the Vedas, everything is personified. Like we say, Mrityu is also person. Kala time is also person. Then this high fever, it is said it has 3 feet, 6 arms, and 9 eyes. See, when you get high fever, that means someone inside you, he has 3 feet, not two, three, one, two, three. And it has 6 arms, and it has 9 eyes. this fever, it is destroyed. It destroys your body like time. Time destroy our body, then the fever. Then this fever, what is the origin of fever? Then they said it comes, germinate. You know, germinate means what? It grow. It grow from indigestion, you see. It starts from that. You got indigestion in your stomach. Then, from indigestion, what happened? In the stomach, wind starts coming. The wind inside. Then cough. You start coughing. Coughing. Then this give trouble to your body. This fever. Then they go on, they explain. From this fever, it give you 64 type of diseases are there. 64 type. It give infection, you know, some. The blood get also constipation. See? There are. And these diseases, they are the sons of death and old age. See? The sons. It's very nicely. Old age and death, they have sons. What are these sons? They are 64 type of diseases. Then here, these diseases cannot approach people who are self-disciplined. What means self-discipline? You should know what time you should eat. Eating at. Prabhupada also said, in Bhagavatam it is said, Kali Yoga. What is the Kalaunasta Drisam Ish? What is, no, not Kalaunasta. What is this verse? The age is too short in Kali Yoga. Prayena pasha prayena alpa ayushaha midha. Alpa ayu. Prayena alpa ayushaha midha. And why they are alpa, this means their life is very short. Why? Because they are not regulated people. They don't know how to eat, they don't time the right time to eat. And like this, then this if one is self-disciplined, then there will be no disease. They say they flee as the serpent flee when Garud is there. Garud means the eagle, huh? When the eagle, huh? Eagle is there, then this if you are, then here they give some advice. In Bengal, devotees do this, you know. They clean their eyes with you clean your the sole of your feet with oil. See, the feet are very important. The feet you clean with oil. The ears onto a little bit of oil. You put the head. You put, and this keep the disease away. If we do this. And also we have to do exercise, regular exercise. Then, here they are giving some very nice advice. If you want to keep old age away, then in the spring season we should walk. In the summer we should take a bath. Take bath in the summer season, and in the rainy season we should take warm bath. In the winter season, eat hot food. Hot means energy. Energy is like this. Then there are, even Chanakya Panditi explained that how can we increase our life? He, of course, Brahmacharya, very important. If one is Brahmachari, then he live longer. The second is, he said, take rest under tree. It had shade. You know the shade of tree? shady tree, you take rest there, then your life become longer. Eat grapes. No, grapes. You see in the movies, or you see some king is every time eating nice grapes. Then grapes are very, very good for having long life. You see, there are many. Then also, this said here, if he perform in pious activities, automatically you get sick, huh? Disease, sickness, it comes because sickness, old age, quick old age, it comes because of performing in pious activities. Then in pious activities also cause misery, trouble, and great grief, you see. That's why this Krishna consciousness is very nice, you know. These four regulative principles, taking prasad. Normally we should not be sick. We should be every time feel healthy. We should not be sick. We should not be sick. If we do, then this we follow the Ayurveda. Today is also Ayurveda. If we follow the advices are given of Ayurveda, then we don't get sick. We don't get sick. Then this fever, it gives vata, pitta, and kapha. What means vata? Huh? Air and pitta. Huh? Bile. Yeah, it gives this. Then this. Yeah, this little then what caused wind in the stomach? We said wind, you remember? We said this fever come from wind, indigestion and wind. He said to walk immediately after taking food. See Prabhupada, what he called this? Prabhupada, he when he used to eat, what he does? He take rest on the left side. Huh? He lied down a little bit. Then, after eating, taking prasad, running. We start running. We start doing. There's so many things are there. Huh? I'm jumping, you know, some things I have not to say. When we eat, we should lie down on the left side, not do anything. You see, the food is also full of life is there, and we should respect and lie down. Or starting like getting angry. If you eat and you get angry, fighting, quarreling, speaking harsh word, this also brings wind in the it bring wind in your body starts winding up. Then how to get relief of the effect of wind? Are you interested, or is this interesting? Then eat ripe banana fruit, sugar juice mixed with lemon juice, coconut juice, fresh buttermilk. You see, buttermilk is good. Not now, huh? Now. Now it's cold. Yeah. These are, we get relief of the effect of the wind by taking some ripe banana fruit, sugarcane juice, taking, we call it chach, huh? Chach means, lassi, but salt lassi, not. Then the Bhagavatam, it contains many informations, the Vedas. We should not neglect them. We should not think I am pure devotee. And these informations are all helpful to us. And Prabhupada, he was following all these things. He show us, but although Prabhupada, he was pure devotee, he was following all these things. Then, if we also, we try to follow all this advice, then we also get a healthy body, and we can health is good, you know. If our health is good, then we can do more service for Krishna. Any comments? Any questions? Yes. Yeah. In case of what? Then, no, the one, if the daughter is married, what is the question? Go on.
Question is, as you mentioned, that if the person is the couple is only one daughter, they don't have a son, then yeah. They have to come back. You mentioned about no problem. So, in the case of devotees, they have only one daughter. What is the.
Well, devotees, they are also under these three gunas, you know. It's not now you have tilak and you have. That you are transcendent. The three gunas means the Vedas. See? Then you are under three gunas. Then if daughter is there, she's married, she go, then you. The husband cannot leave, the wife has to stay with her. Because if she leave her, this is also in ISKCON law, you know, if you want to take sannyas or. You have to. The wife has to give you permission, and if she does not give, he says no. Like one devotee, his Guru Maharaj asked him, "You take sannyas." The wife went to the Guru. She said, hey, "If he takes sannyas, I will jump in the river." Then finish. He must take it sannyas. Then the wife is also important because it's half of your body, huh? Then if there is only daughter, you have to stay with her. You can just reach vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means you can travel both of you and you cannot renounce the world. Clear? If you have son, and son is educated according to this, you are speaking what according to what you see now is everything is up down, you know, in Kali Yuga. But if both are the devotees, then you have to ask your wife. Maybe if the wife is not devotees, then at that time she's creating problem for you. She's eating meat and this and that, and then you can at that time leave. But if both are your devotees, then we have to ask her blessings. Give me my blessings. It's clear? Not clear. What is not clear? What he's saying exactly? Is it clear for you?
No, he's saying that it's mentioned before that the vanaprastha does not renounce grihastha ashram to the vanaprastha ashram. If he doesn't do this step, then he's forced to stay in the material world. And he can mostly go to the heavenly planets, but he can't enter into the spiritual world. So now he's asking, what is one devotee couple, if they only have a daughter, but they have no son, so they have no opportunity to renounce grihastha ashram.
Well, they go into the spiritual world. You may also be with your wife and go to the spiritual world if you are strictly following the forgative principles and if you are purified, you know. Many conditions are there. It's not now, this is, it depends what is in your mind there. If your mind is completely spiritual and you don't want to enjoy, you can also go to the spiritual world. Does not mean that you may also be sannyasi and so much lust is in your mind. You're just thinking about it and you may not go to the spiritual world. Does not mean, it's not a question of cloth. In French they say, l'habit ne fait pas le moine. L'habit ne fait pas le moine. The cloth does not make someone. If you change your cloth, it does not. Your mind is still there, you know. Does not make you priest. Then you may be grihastha and you may be very Krishna, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He left the, maybe 1 year before leaving his body, he left the grihastha ashram. He was having 14 children and wife, but the house was all Krishna conscious. Then there are different cases are there. Yeah, we have also in ISKCON some devotees, grihasthas, very active in Krishna, I know Gopi Palanadhan Prabhu, he was Sanskrit teacher in Govardhan. He left his body in Govardhan, but he was very doing a huge job translating. He translated Bhagavatam and last. Then it depends how our consciousness are to go to the spiritual world. And it depends also how much you are active in Krishna consciousness. A tree you see is by its fruits. Then similarly, we can see, oh, this devotee, he is grihastha and he is doing so much for Krishna. He is doing active, very nice active. And then he is good. Krishna, yes.
Just following from the question, so is it fair to say regardless of any ashram you follow, you can still go to spiritual?
Well, these are the cases. You see, these are very few cases, some persons, but these ashrams are there. You have to go through them. Some cases are there. Just I give you an example, like Vidura. Vidura, he was born as Shudra. His mother was Dasi, servant. But he was, in his past life, he is Yamaraj. Then this is case. Then similarly, some cases are there.
So you can be grihastha, brahmachari.
But you can, in some cases, yes, are there. But some devotees, the general, for the mass, they have to go through this. For ashrams. And also, to go into vanaprastha, also you need to have sannyas, you need to have brahmanical qualities. If you have kshatriya qualities, you can just keep until vanaprastha. See, kshatriya means you get angry, and then you cannot take sannyas if you are kshatriya, your mood or your behavior is little bit strong. Or fighting, then you can just stay on vanaprastha. Then Shudra, he stays Shudra. He stays holds his life with his wife because he cannot manage, cannot go to, it's too much for him, you know. What I mean by Shudra, Shudra is just quality, huh? It's not, he's a little bit quarrelsome, lament, and this and that. He's having worker qualities he has, then he cannot go, he just stay there. If he go outside, he will, it's problematic for him. Is it clear? Clear also for you. Any other questions? Any questions? Yeah.
You mentioned four types of men, like there are four types of women, four types of men. What are the qualities of the men? How do you recognize which man is it?
Well, you recognize by how you recognize someone. Like if someone is just lamenting, ah, this, that, lament. He is in ignorance, this guna. The tamaguna makes someone just lament. He just complain, ah, this is that, and he's just this, like, this person you cannot bring him in. If there is war, you cannot bring. He will create a lot of problem in the war. He will, everyone will, their morality will get down. Not morality, their mind. If you bring him into the war, he will discourage, he will, ah, this is not good, this is too much austere, this is this, that, that. Then you keep him in the house, and you give him food, nice clothes. Okay, don't move, you stay here, don't come to the war. That is called tamasic or shudra mentality. Then Brahmin, no, he can, you bring him to some place, oh, this is very nice, he can sleep on the floor, he can, he's austere, he can't tolerate any food, he can, and he's happy, wherever he goes, he feels happy, that is goodness. Then you can ask yourself also, who I am, in which stage now I am. If you are complaining, if you don't, the answer will come from inside, you know? Or how I am. And the answer comes, oh, you are not happy. That means you are not in goodness. The effect of goodness is happiness. Knowledge brings happiness. Then, the effect of passion, one is very active, he wants to do this, that, he's planning and this. Because he's not satisfied, he tries, he thinks, if I do more endeavor, I will get more. But the law of karma is there. Then you can also see your mentality or our mental, my mental, oh, I am the greed. Rajasu lubha. Like this in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, greed, lot of greed is there. I want this, I want that. It's in 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 6, 7, or 8. Then you see, those who are in goodness, there are the Brahmanas, or we can see goodness. Brahmana means he may be philosopher or maybe means. Okay, any other question? Clear? Any other questions? Nitya Gaura Premanande.